News that housing prices in most large American cities fell for a seventh straight month has analysts worried about the effect on other sectors of the housing industry. Patrick Newport, an analyst at IHS Global Insight, says in the current climate, the construction industry doesn't stand much chance.
Builders just aren't building homes anymore because they just can't make a profit when homes are selling at distressed prices in so many places.
The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20-City Index found 19 out of 20 cities showed a month-to-month decline in prices. Detroit was the only city to register a gain. Although the market there has been depressed for so long, homes now sell at prices below those recorded in 2000. Sticking with Detroit, Ford posted its best first quarter profit in 13 years, $33.1 billion, much better than analysts expected. John Stoll, a Ford spokesman, sees three reasons for the strong results.
Fuel-efficient new products, continued investment in global growth, and just an overall strengthening of our core global business.
Well, Ford's good news was enough to lift stock markets. The Dow added 115 points today, closing at 12,595. The NASDAQ rose 22 points, ending at 2,848, and the S&P settled at 1,347, up 12 points, its highest level since June 2008. In recent weeks, gas prices have gone in only one direction, and that's up. At the same time, President Obama's approval ratings have gone in the opposite direction, down. With gas prices approaching $4 a gallon nationwide, the president is asking the attorney general to lead a task force to investigate fraud in the energy markets, from gasoline to oil trading. Joining me to discuss this is John Kingston, director of news at Platts, which is an energy news service. Welcome to the Financial 411.
Thank you.
It's not the first time a president or an administration or Congress has announced an investigation into price gouging. What can we expect from this task force?
Well, it's not just the first time, and it's a long way from the first time. In preparation for this, I went through our archives to see how many stories we had written about this, and I lost count. I mean, it's in the dozens and dozens of federal and state investigations that have gone on every time there's a spike in the price of oil. So I would expect that you would get from this study the same thing you would have gotten from the others, which is absolutely nothing. This is, quite frankly, a total waste of time. I know that people don't like to say that, but politicians have to look like they're doing something. And so these investigations of this assumption that there is a fraud in the price of oil go on every time there's a spike like this, and they turn up nothing. They just keep lawyers busy.
Hmm. So you think that this is all about the president trying to show he's doing something about these high prices?
Yeah, and you know, it goes on the local level, too. It's not just the president. There'll be state investigations as well. I know that, you know, we do a lot of data here at Platts, and we recently had a request for data from one of the states that was doing an investigation into gouging after, I think, Hurricane Ike. And these investigations go on for months or, in some cases, years. I expect this one will probably do the same.
Is it difficult to prove price gouging?
Well, it's difficult to prove it because, first of all, I don't really know what price gouging is. I mean, at a retail level, I just don't understand why a retailer would gouge. There is no more visible price in the world than the price of gasoline. People are complaining about people right now are paying higher prices for milk and for bread, but I bet if you went up to the average person and asked them what was the last price you paid for a gallon of milk, they couldn't quote you that number. But if you ask them to quote the last price they paid for gasoline, they could tell you down to the penny. So, I mean, if I'm at the corner of 1st and Main, and my competitor is at the corner of 3rd and Main a couple blocks away, and he decides to gouge, so now he's, let's say, you know, 15, 20 cents above me, why would anybody go there?
Right.
I mean, I just don't understand on a retail level how anybody thinks that you can gouge. Now, there's also a wholesale level, which in the industry is known as the rack. You know, if you see a tanker truck driving down the street going to offload at a gas station, that driver filled up at what's known as the rack. The rack is also extremely competitive. It doesn't have a great big sign, you know, on the corner saying what the rack price is, but it's a wholesale price. But the drivers can go to a different station, so a different rack. So it's the same situation there.
Briefly, John, this is all about supply and demand. Why is it that people want their president to do something about this?
Well, I mean, they want to do something because this is hitting a lot of Americans in the wallet. I don't want to downplay this. This is a significant hit on a lot of people. But the fact is, we have lost the Libyan crude, and oil is set at the margin, and that loss at the margin has been significant. And we came off to 2010, in which the increase in global demand was the biggest one-year increase ever, and it has continued, not at the same pace, but it has continued into 2011. So when you put that all together, you've got to kind of expect higher prices.
John Kingston is the director of news at Platts and Energy News Service. Thanks so much for joining us on the 411.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.